This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States announced a new $300 million arms package for Ukraine on Wednesday, including air defense systems and tens of millions of rounds of ammunition, but warned Kyiv that U.S. weaponry should not be used to attack within Russia.
We have communicated privately to the Ukrainians as recently as last week or so that we don't want to see U.S.-supplied equipment used to strike inside Russia, that we don't support attacks inside Russia, and that we are not going to change our policy about not enabling or encouraging those attacks.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. U.S. President Joe Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy are both confident the debt ceiling and budget cuts package they negotiated will pass while working to shore up support. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy is facing strong conservative pushback, but insists he has enough votes to pass the bill. Number two House Democrat Catherine Clark says it's unclear how many Republicans will be there with him.
And the fact that it is still an open question?
Clark says Democrats are unified, but some progressives are unhappy with new work requirements for older Americans receiving food aid. Still,
I think things are going as planned.
Hours before leaving for Colorado, the president sent top officials to Capitol Hill to boost support before the vote. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A spokesman for Sudan's military says it has suspended its participation in talks with a paramilitary force it's been battling for weeks. The development is a blow to the United States and Saudi Arabia, who have for weeks been mediating the conflict.